Some time back, I went for an appointment to meet someone. Let me call him A. A shared that he lost money buying property more than a decade ago. Call him unlucky or really suay. This is what happened. A just got married. He owned a HDB flat and soon thereafter, his parents passed on and he inherited a sum of money. With a newfound wealth, he approached his best friend who happened to be a property agent. He advised him to buy a property in the Tanjong Pagar area. Back then, the remaking of the integrated resort was a big hoo-ha. So, he proceeded to buy a unit with a partial view of MBS. Back then, ABSD was only chicken feed. Small issue to someone who is only in his early 40s. Next, he still had some extra leftover. He approached his agent friend again. He said it's wise to diversify her away from residential property and advise him to buy a commercial property instead, which does not incur any ABSD. Here, his agent friend recommended him to invest into a 999-year strata title retail space. The key selling point was scarcity. Back then, for those that are still young, I suppose you have missed out on the big hype on strata title retail space back in those days. Investor entered like drove. He was one of them. Today, he's still holding on to it. He cannot sell. He's still bleeding money. If he sells that shop, confirm it is negative sale. His loss is easily $1 million based on my estimate. What makes things even worse is the low rental and crazy MCSD fees. He technically needs to top up in cash every month. Now, as he is approaching 55 years old, he has planned to semi-retire, but he can't. He is also stuck with his HDB flat too because he owns private property. He cannot see light in both of these properties. He complained to me that why others are making money, yet he is the only joker that lose money. He also blamed his own foolishness to listen to others for advice. Some give good advice, while others give advice that line their own pockets.